Attorneys say independent autopsy reveals officers shot murdered bicyclist Dijon Kizzy 15 times. The Aegis Alliance, Los Angeles, California. Attorneys for age 29 Dijon Kizzy's family said sheriff's deputies shot him 15 times and argued that he didn't point a gun at officers before the bicyclist was killed by the gunshots last month in South Los Angeles. Attorney Carl Douglas said at a Tuesday news conference that Kizzy was already on the ground when deputies fired some of those gunshots and that he wasn't immediately killed by the gunfire. Douglas displayed a body diagram that showed the entry points of each wound that was according to an independent autopsy that Kizzy's family commissioned, the LA Times reported. Douglas suggested that the deputies didn't give Kizzy proper medical aid in those critical moments on August 31 before Kizzy bled to death. What this shows is he was alive and breathing and writhing in pain when the officers continued to fire their guns. Douglas said, Kizzy's family members watched and wore black face masks that stated, "Justice for Dijon Kizzy." The two deputies have been identified as a supervisor and his trainee that were involved in the Westmont neighborhood shooting that happened in the 1200 blocks of West 109th Place. Deputies alleged that Kizzy was in violation of vehicle codes when he was riding his bike but previously declined to say what the code violations were. Photo. Shanika Hall, a cousin of Dijon Kizzy, whose image is on her mask, cries during a news conference Tuesday. Gennaro Molina, Los Angeles Times. Witnesses at the scene said Kizzy didn't have anything in his hands at the time he was shot, but Douglas didn't identify the witnesses. Douglas said deputies didn't give any warnings to Kizzy or try to de-escalate the situation. There were national attention and protests erupted last week after Sheriff Alex Villanueva and other sheriff's officials spoke at a news conference and talked about new details that led up to the shooting, according to the LA Times. The officials said Kizzy was on the wrong side of the road when he was riding his bike when two South LA station deputies stopped him. Kizzy turned around and faced deputies, then dropped his bike onto the sidewalk and started to run, Captain Kent Wegener said. Wegener said that's when a deputy caught up to Kizzy, who lifted his arms up while holding clothes in both hands and then punched a deputy in his face, following by a pistol dropping to the ground. He bends over, reaches, picks up the gun and is shot as he stands with the gun in hand. You will see that the deputy struggling with Kizzy does not arm himself until Kizzy bends down to pick up the gun he dropped. Wegener stated. Wegener's story conflicts with previous versions of the events in some ways. Previously, sheriff's officials said that the shooting happened after Kizzy's gun dropped to the ground. The following day, the sheriff's department said Kizzy made a motion and reached for a gun when the shooting occurred. If deputies claim Dijon Kizzy had a gun, where is it? Surely it'd be kept as evidence and would likely have his fingerprints on it if the gun does exist. Photo. Deborah Ray, left, Dijon Kizzy's aunt, cries in the arms of attorney Benjamin Crump during a news conference Tuesday. Gennaro Molina, Los Angeles Times. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.